Our minds to God's Word. Those are things that are good to do constantly, all the time, every time. And as born-again ones, learning God's Word, we can count and rely on our Heavenly Father, can't we? The more we learn about His love, His care, His desire to bless us, to take care of us, I believe greater in our minds we can grasp the idea that, yes, we can trust in God. He will be there. And we heard some wonderful manifestations, didn't we? I mean, that's God talking to us, letting us know His heart for us. But do we receive that? Do we hear that? Do we incorporate that in our thinking, our believing? That's our challenge, isn't it? Because there's a lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of words, ideas, thoughts, all kinds of stuff going on. What are we going to entertain in our mind? Well, I trust as time goes on and we learn more of God's Word and see Him work in our lives, that we can trust in Him, that He is always there all the time. He is always there all the time. And in your notes, you see there's a Greek word, pantote. That's the best way I know how to pronounce it. And it's made up of two root words. And the first word is like ever, all the time, ever. And the second of those two root words is constantly. And it really means or says all the time with no doubts. It's a very strong word. Instead of saying every time or always, I mean, it's translated sometimes evermore. But it has a strength to it that all the time, no doubts about it. Let's take a look in God's Word where this word is used. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And I've got some of these verses printed out. Later on, we will take a look in your Bible. But in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Now, how much is all?
A lot.
Okay, that's a lot. That you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. And the word always having all sufficiency, the word always is that word pantote, which is all the time with no doubt. This verse is phenomenal, isn't it? That God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, all the time, without any doubts, having all sufficiency. Man, if we could grab hold of that verse and make it our own, we can just walk with great confidence, great assurance in our hearts, huh? I mean, I feel I could stop right now, and if you can hold on to that verse and go away believing that, my job has been done. God is so wonderful, so great. He continues to emphasize to us that He's always there for us. He's always there, no doubt about it. Today is my older son's birthday today. Tim, most of you know my son Tim, his birthday today. And I was thinking about him this morning, and I wrote him a little email. And I'd like to share this with you, if I may. Your family here, so I can share these personal things. Happy birthday, son. Your mom and I are so proud of you and are grateful for how you've lived your life. You've helped so many people. Everyone says how you have affected the body of believers in so many ways, from getting them started, getting them started in their careers, to just helping them with whatever resources they need. I remember when you were first born and grabbed my finger. I mean, that's just so clear to me. When he was born, within seconds, he was holding my finger. So I shared, I said, remember when you were first born, you grabbed my finger seconds after being born. I'm thankful to be there for you. And I'll always be there for you. Our Heavenly Father is like that too. He is there constantly. From the first day we got born again to be ever with the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then I enclosed my teaching notes too. So, a few other things, but you know, that's God's heart. Isn't that something? God, He's with us forever. You're born again of His Spirit. You've got Christ in you. If you can speak in tongues, you know you're His child. And He is always going to be there for you. Always. He's going to provide all, having all sufficiency all the time. No doubts about it. In John 8:29, Jesus said this, and He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always, pentote, always those things that please Him. You know, Jesus Christ, always, all the time, no doubt about it, He always did what pleased the Father. In Hebrews 7:25, wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. Seeing He ever, Pantotote, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. You know what Jesus Christ is doing right now? He is praying for you. He is making intercession for you right now as I speak. You're listening, I'm speaking. He's doing that. He's doing this all the time, always faithful in doing it. That's our Heavenly Father. That's our brother Christ doing it, making that intercession. Our Father and His Son has always come through for us. Always come through for us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always, Pantotote, always, all the time, without any doubt, He causes us to what? Triumph. Isn't that a great reality that we can hold in our hearts? Triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. No matter how bad a day we're having, no matter what we're going through, we still triumph in Christ. We still triumph in Him. That's why we want to stay close in our minds to Him. That's why we want to keep our head in the book, so that we are thinking God thoughts. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Now He that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Now what is that earnest or token of the Spirit? It's the manifestation. We have that token. We have that Holy Spirit, and we know that we have it because we can manifest it, and speaking in tongues is the great evidence of that. Therefore, we are what confident? Not sometimes, not here and there, but always, Pantotote, always, all the time, no doubt about it. We are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. What's that saying is, hey, I'm here. I can manifest the Spirit that's in me. I have that token in me. And I am always confident, knowing that while I'm here right now, Christ has not come back. We're absent from the Lord because he hasn't come back yet. But you know what? He's a coming. He's going to be coming back. And we have the proof of that because we have the Spirit of Christ within us. So we can be confident, right? Our life can be a great confidence. Let's go to 1 Peter. Do I have that in your notes there?
1 Peter 1.
1 Peter. Why don't you go in your Bibles, because I don't think I put all of that I want to share with you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. We got to read this one. This is... Our eternal life status is always, it's constant, and it's a reality with no doubts at all. And we see this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope, a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Now, does that communicate some assurance to you? That, doggone it, there it is. It's in that lockbox in heaven, so to speak. Our inheritance, it's incorruptible, undefiled. It's not going to fade away. It's reserved in heaven for us. Wow. Who are kept. You and I are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you're buffed out, and it's no fun. No. Wherefore, you greatly rejoice. All right? You're jumping up and down. You're rejoicing. Why? Well, I've got my eternal life to look forward to. Any time when Christ comes back, it's reserved. It's better than any retirement plan you can have. Christianity has the greatest retirement program you could ever have, because it's eternal life, ever with the Lord. And this is, I hope we're seeing this in God's Word here. It's been here for hundreds of years, the truth of this reality. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Yeah, we have tough times. We go through real difficult situations. But we still can rejoice. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith, your believing, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, who having not seen, you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Isn't that great? Man, we should just be so thankful and excited about what we have to look forward to in the gathering together when Christ comes back for us. I'll share with you Hebrews 6:19. Whose hope we have as an anchor of the soul, right? Both sure and steadfast, and which entered into that within the veil. We have that hope as an anchor to our soul. And I'd like to close in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. And if you would go there, please. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I never get tired of reading this section in God's Word, because when I first read this, it got to the point that I believed it. This has been one of the greatest sections for me in God's Word. Because it answered the question that I really desired to have. Before I was 20 years old, I didn't believe in God, the things of God. I was searching, I was looking. I wanted to know what happens when you die. Man, that scared the hell out of me. But when I saw the Word put together fit, saw this great section of God's Word, it really brought great comfort to my heart. So let's read this. And the word Panatote is in there. And I want to highlight that for you. Okay, chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Those are who have fallen asleep, that have died, they're believers. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. If you have no hope, it is a sorrowful situation. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever, 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 without any doubt, no doubt about it, we will ever be with the Lord. And boy, oh boy, can't we? The next verse says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. And what a great comfort that is, isn't it? Yes. So, well, that's my sharing. And I want to bring Barney up here to do the second half of our presentation from God's Word here. So, folks, just set in your hearts and mind that God is always there. He will be there for you at all times. And we have the great reality of the return of our Lord and Savior burning in our souls, don't we?